Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Boy, am I excited about today. Today is Thanksgiving Eve. That's what I call it, Thanksgiving Eve. Listen, I know you guys are getting ready and getting ready for tomorrow, and some of you guys are getting off work early and you're doing this and that. And I'm so glad that if you are tuning in today, or if you're just sitting out, just chilling out, tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat, I love you for listening. Yes, this is November the 25th, 2020. This year is going by so fast. I don't want to take up a lot of time for this show because we have a lot going on. We have Jonathan Kahn on, and I'm so excited about having him. Jonathan Kahn caused a worldwide stir with the release of his explosive first book, The Harbinger, which became an instant New York Times bestseller, y'all, and brought him to national and international prominence. The Harbinger was followed by The Mystery of the Shamitha, The Book of Mysteries, The Paradom, and The Oracles, all of them New York Times bestsellers. He was named, along with Billy Graham and Keith Green, one of the top 40 spiritual leaders of the last 40 years to have radically impacted the world. Known as a prophetic voice of this generation, he has spoken on Capitol Hill, at the United Nations, and to millions of people around the world. He is known for opening the deep mysteries of scripture and bringing forth messages of prophetic import. He leads Hope of the World Ministry, an international outreach of teaching, evangelism, and compassion projects for the world's most needy. He also leads the Jerusalem Center, Beth Israel, a worship center made up of Jews and Gentiles, people of all backgrounds, just outside New York City in Wayne, New Jersey. His ministry can be contacted at hopeoftheworld.org and Jonathan Kahn on Facebook. I'm excited about having him. He's been a New York Times bestseller so many times. I read the book Harbinger, both of them in one setting. Back to back, I got the first one, I ordered the second one, and it took me 6 days. I might be slow for some people, but it took me 6 days to read both of these books. And I'm telling you, I am so excited about having him on. Those of you that have read these books, I'm sure that you are very excited that Jonathan Kahn is joining us today. I'm so excited. So he'll be with us in a moment. And of course, you know, we got my girl Gina G with the trending topics, trending tea. And what she say? Yes, she'll be joining us too. And also, you know, DJ Dave Spivey got the DJ mix. He's got the gospel house mix, and I'm so excited about that. You know, I get my groove on every time his segment comes on. So we got a really great show today. I'm so excited about having all of these people on today with Dr. Gina's radio chat. Even you guys, you help us make this show one of the number one internet talk shows in the world, over 1 million listeners worldwide. And you know, you can tell all your friends all over the world. We are streaming live on over 110 streaming live networks, including iHeartRadio. So you guys, this is the bomb. I couldn't have done it without you. We started 5 years ago. What an honor it has been for me to serve you. And I love my team, BBS Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to follow BBS Radio all over, go ahead and download the app, BBS Radio, and download that and take us everywhere with you. You can also go on you can go on Alexa and you can say, "Hey Alexa, play BBS Radio station number one," and then it'll take you right into station number one or station number two. But you could just say, "Hey Alexa, play BBS Radio," and then you could go on Google, which I have Google, and say, "Hey Google," I don't want to say it too loud because it's gonna say something. It does it every time.
I think you want to turn the volume down.
There it goes. Yes. Hey Google, play Gina's radio chat, and it'll take you right on to Gina's radio chat on BBS Radio, station number one. All right, you guys. I love, oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Doug, but my
Sorry,
producer,
I don't
Doug.
understand.
Okay, Google, that's enough. This is live radio. You don't never know what's going to happen. I just stand corrected. Producer Doug says that we are now streaming live over 125 networks. This is so bomb. Thank you, guys. You guys work so hard. My producer, Doug and Don. Okay, you guys, listen, without further ado, we're going to take a break from our sponsor, and then we'll be right back with Jonathan Kahn. I'm so excited.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's
And you can reach La Host Hair and Wigs at 248-546-4247 or visit their website at www.lahosthair.com. All right. Without further ado, welcome to joining us the show, Jonathan Kahn. I appreciate you joining on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Great to be with you, Gina. Always great.
All right. Well, listen, you know, this Harbinger, I'm telling you now, I have to say, before we get into the questions, I've already done your introduction. Everybody knows that you have been a New York Times bestseller, I don't know, four or five times I'm looking at now, with the Oracle and the Paradigm and everything that you've done. I've already done that introduction earlier, but I'm telling you, for those that are listening in right now that have read both of these Harbinger books, I know, like me, we are super excited that you are with us right now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, well, Gina. Always great. Thank you, and thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, I'm so glad that we can help build the king. We're different areas of it, but we're the body, and we're just doing what God has called us to do. But let me get started with this, because this is Thanksgiving Eve, and I don't want to take up a lot of your time, and I know a lot of people are anticipating some answers. What does the Harbinger 2 reveal?
Yeah, well, Gina, the Harbinger 2 is, this is a book that I, only book that I've held off for 8 years to write, because this I always knew there had to be a sequel to the Harbinger, but I knew I could never do it until the time was right. And the questions, number one, is America, are we heading for judgment? Are the shakings that have come upon this nation, are they a sign of this? Is the ancient mystery that actually began with a Harbinger, has it continued to this hour? Is it behind what is happening to this day? And since the Harbinger, I wrote the Harbinger 8 years ago, have more Harbingers, biblical signs, warning, have they appeared in America, and are we running out of time? And how much time do we have? What does the mystery say? What is yet to come? So that it's opening up all those things. You know, when I wrote the Harbinger, I knew that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't finished. I knew that there was more, because really the Harbinger is the beginning of the mystery, not the end of it. And for those who don't know, you know, and I know a lot of your listeners probably have read the Harbinger, but for those who don't know, in a nutshell, the Harbinger is revealing that in the last days of ancient Israel in the Bible, there were nine signs or nine harbingers that appeared in the land, warning that nation, it had fallen from God, fallen away from God, that it was heading to judgment. And the amazing thing, or the stunning thing, is the same nine signs, or the harbingers that appeared then, the last days, have now appeared on American soil, and some in Washington, D.C., some in New York City, some involving the leaders and signs and ceremonies, but all these things have appeared. The thing is, that was the beginning of the warning of ancient Israel's, you know, judgment. God was warning them, but then it continues on. Well, you know, what happened to ancient Israel, and what has happened to America? Where are we heading? So that it has continued, the mystery has continued in America, and we are in dangerous times. So the Harbinger too, I knew, you know, I was praying, Gina, I was praying when, you know, when I, last year, before 2020, that, you know, what's the next book, Lord? You know, what do I write? And I got this, which I really held off on. And I knew very strongly that this year, the 2020, was going to be a year of great shaking. And I literally shared that publicly before everything happened. And then everything happened. So I knew that what was in the mystery in the Harbinger was going to continue, was going to resume in this year. It's going to be a year of shaking. And that's why I had to write the book. I had to write the Harbinger to warn God's people and also make them aware to be ready, and what to do, in the days to come. So that's kind of the genesis of the Harbinger 2.
Well, you talk about the mysteries behind the Pentagon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, and to note, so people know that the Harbinger 2 is in three kind of dimensions or three parts, and that is the first part, and that's what's going to link with what you just with the Pentagon. The first part is called the Unrevealed, and that is those are the things that actually began with 9/11, but I never revealed it. I never could. What's in the Harbinger is only a small part of what is the mystery. So that's called the Unrevealed, but it's affecting us now. The second part is what's happened since the Harbinger. What has continued? Have the new Harbingers appeared? And the third part is what's happening right now. So starting with this, the Pentagon. Dr. Gino, when judgment came, when God started warning ancient Israel, what happens is that the powers of the nation are shaken. And one of the key powers of America is its military power, of course. And so the thing is that when 9/11 came, what was struck? Well, one of the things that was struck was the Pentagon. The Pentagon is the symbol of American power, of American military power. Well, when did America rise to the military superpower that it has been? Well, it happened in the Second World War. That's when it came out of isolation and joined. Well, that began, America entered the war in 1941. At that same moment, they built this building, the Pentagon, that was going to become the new center of that power. So it all came together, 1941. But when exactly did the Pentagon begin? What's the birthday of the Pentagon? The Pentagon was born on September 11th, 9/11,
wow.
On the exact day. So, Dr. Gina, the actual mystery of the Bible is that, when the thing was, God says in Deuteronomy 28, he says, what I built up, I will break down, and so on the exact day of the building up of America's rise to superpower, and on the exact day, that's when, that's when the breaking down begins. And that's why, long before 9/11 was a day of, that we know of as calamity, it was the day of the beginning of America's power. And the thing is that the Pentagon actually replaced the other, the building that was before it had been there for 60 years. Well, if you take the exact day that the Pentagon began, which is September 11th, 1941, add 60 years, it comes out to September 11th, 2001. And the warning through the day, the warning is that, listen, all our blessings in America come from God. And you cannot turn away from God and retain the blessings. So the warning is that, that if we don't turn back to God, the blessings that we know are gonna be gone. And listen, if you look at what was the other place that got struck on 9/11? Well, it was New York. Well, what's the other power of America? It's the economic power. Where did that begin? It began in New York. When did it begin? It began when Henry Hudson, sailed up the Hudson River, and they discovered New York begins as we know it, the economic power of America. Well, when was the day? When was New York born? It was New York City was born on September 11th. Well, that's when Henry Hudson discovered it. So on the very day, again, it all comes back to the foundation. And the warning is that even our blessings, our economic blessings, they come from God. If we keep on turning away and turning against them, the warning is we're going to lose it. So that's where it begins. But it's amazing to the exact day.
Wow. That is, I know people's mouths are just dropping open. I mean, because it's just so amazing that God can like reveal such detail. And I don't think people realize how much in detail he can give you if you're listening. And so it says here, there is a famous version of scripture called the 1 year Bible. What happens when you open it up in the Harbinger verse?
Yeah.
Isaiah 9
well,
and 10.
Well, now this is something, when I wrote the Harbinger, the first book, the Harbinger, in 2000, Well, it came out in 2012. This is something I had no idea of when I wrote it. Now, for those who know the Harbinger, it centers on a scripture, which is Isaiah 9:10, which is the warning scripture that you know, the pattern of biblical judgment or warning to a nation is that years before the nation's, you know, judgment or shaking, there comes a warning strike, and it comes in the form of literally an attack by an enemy on the land, and it happens. You know, it's short lived, it's temporary, but it's a wake up call for the nation to come back. It's actually that so that the nation will not be judged, but it begins years before. Well, for America, it began on September 11th, that's 2001, comes the strike. But the thing is that the scripture that was there when it happened to ancient Israel is Isaiah 9:10, where the people talk about the enemy struck and the bricks fell, the buildings fell, but it said the nation says, we're coming back stronger than ever. Instead of repenting, they said, we're going to come back without God, stronger. Well, the scripture is Isaiah 9:10, and that's where all the nine harbingers are begin. So for those who know the harbinger, that's the scripture. It's all about the beginning of judgment and on a nation and the enemy attack. Well, the one-year Bible that you mentioned, you know, most believers know, there's a Bible called the one-year Bible where every day there's a scripture to read. You go through the year, there's a scripture, a point, you open up for every day. Well, the thing is that what happens if you open up the one-year Bible, it's a famous Bible, there are different versions of it, but if it's called the one-year Bible, if you open it up to that scripture, Isaiah 9:10, which talks about the beginning of the judgment, the enemy attack on the land, what happens? If you open it up, you look on the top of the page, and you'll find a date. The date is September 11th. That is appointed for September 11th. And the thing is that you know, this was there. You know, what it means, Dr. Gina, is that every year on September 11th, believers were opening up the Bible to the scripture that speaks about the strike of the enemy on the land, the beginning of judgment on the land. Every year, and the one-year Bible came out like 16 years before 9/11. So it was all there. It already linked together the date of the beginning of the strike of the enemy and the warning of the nation. It already identified it as September 11th, 16 years before it happened.
I mean, I am blown. So I guess my next question that everybody's going to want to know, what did the ancient mystery reveal would happen to America next? What is America have?
Yeah.
Where do we stand?
Yeah. Well, the exact thing that happens is that here's the mystery. Here's the pattern. And anybody, you know, any Christian, you know, believer, that you go to the Bible, you can see this pattern. The pattern is, or the template of judgment is, that first comes this strike, as I said, you know. Then comes this window of time. It's years actually are given to the nation of grace to come back to God, to turn back to God. It was a warning to say, come back. Well, here the window comes. And then, but at the end, then if the nation, you know, it's either going to come back, it's going to have revival, turned back to God, or it's going to continue on a descent away from God, and it's going to head to judgment. Well, what happened to America? Well, the first thing is that, you know, the amazing thing is that, you know, I told you that scripture, Isaiah 9:10, well, on the day after 9/11, the day after, America gathers in the Capitol Hill, the government gathers, and the nation's going to give its response to 9/11. Well, the one who's in charge of giving the response is the Senate Majority Leader, actually, is Tom Daschle. He gets up, and before the world, he gives the response. At the end of his speech, he says, there is a scripture, there's a word from Isaiah that speaks to us now. And out of his mouth comes the ancient scripture of judgment, Isaiah 9:10, which is all about the attack of the enemy, and it's about the nation actually, instead of coming back to God, of hardening itself and saying, you know, we're going to come back stronger without God. We're not going to be humbled. We're not going. And so he says it. He had the same words that came out of the mouth of the ancient leaders, you know, of ancient Israel when they were in judgment, comes from the mouth of the leader, the American leader, and he says it. I mean, anybody can read the speech. It's on the day after 9/11. He doesn't know what he's saying. He has no idea that he's pronouncing judgment on the nation. And he's saying that his last words are, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do Isaiah 9:10, which in other words, we're instead of coming back, we're going to harden ourselves. So what happened to America is instead of coming back, if we watch the culture, I mean, we all know it. Since 9/11, America hasn't gotten closer to God. It's grown much farther from God. And you know, we've turned against his way. We've called good evil, evil good. We've continued. And so the dangerous thing is we've been following the course of ancient Israel, which was after in the days, its last days. And so what happens is it gets to a point where then the window begins to close, and as the window closes, great shakings come on the land. And that's why, that's where we are now. And so I mean, we'll get to it, I promise. But the thing is that I, you know, for years, I was actually looking at the year 2020 because there's something in the mystery. I'll promise we'll get to it. But that points to the year that's going to be a year of shakings. And so we are in very, we're in the most critical times, and that is why I had to write The Harbinger 2, because where are we going? And that's where that's going to lead to, actually, that the signs have not stopped. They have continued since The Harbinger came out.
Yes, exactly. So that, I want to, you know, here's the signs and the and harbingers that have appeared in America since The Harbinger came out. So what is the judgment tree? What is that all about for those that don't know?
Yeah, well, for those, you know, if you've read The Harbinger, you know it. If you don't, here's the thing, it begins in The Harbinger, but it's happened since The Harbinger. And that is that, you know, in that scripture, Isaiah 9:10, it says that they talk about, the people talk about that first warning strike and that enemy attack. And they say, the bricks have fallen or the buildings have fallen, will happen on 9/11, but we're going to rebuild stronger than before. Then it says, the sycamore trees have been struck down. In that attack, the enemy actually not only struck the buildings, actually struck the trees. And so the sycamore struck. Well, the thing is that one of the harbingers, the original nine harbingers, is the fall, of judgment, warning, is the fall of a sycamore tree. Well, could that happen? Well, in 9/11, in the last days, as the building is falling, the last tower of you know, World Trade Center, it sends forth a beam, strikes an object at the corner of Ground Zero. The object is a tree. It's a sycamore tree. On the day of 9/11, the sycamore is struck down, the warning sign of judgment. But then that is recorded in the harbinger, as one of the harbingers. But the thing is, what happened since? Now, the thing is, Dr. Gina, I'm sure many of your listeners would realize this because I'm sure they read the Bible, most of it. And the thing is that one of the biblical signs of national judgment is the withering away of a tree. You know, when Jesus cursed the fig tree and, you know, the withering away. Well, the thing is this. The tree, they plant, not only did the sycamore fall, you know, that's one of the signs, but it says in the original scripture, it says the sycamore has fallen, but we will replace it. We'll plant another tree in its place. And the tree that they're going to plant, according to Isaiah, is called an Erez tree. It's a strong tree. So they're saying we're going to come back strong. Well, in New York, they actually plant another tree. They're fulfilling the scripture in the place of the fallen sycamore at Ground Zero. And it's the exact, it's the biblical, the same tree that Isaiah said they're going to plant. It's a biblical, called an Erez tree, strong tree. So they actually do it. They have a ceremony. They plant that tree, and they say, and it's a symbol of America. Well, that's what they did. But here's the thing. Since they did that, since The Harbinger came out, the tree, they called it the Tree of Hope. It's representing America coming back stronger. The tree that represented America started to wither away. The biblical sign of judgment starts withering. They start trying to save it. And all around it, the trees are blossoming, but the tree of hope, the tree that's representing America, is withering away. There's nothing they can do. But one of the great signs of, I mean, heavy signs of coming, a fall of a nation, is that the Erez tree in the Bible, that sometimes it's translated as a cedar, it falls. And God says this is speaking about the fall of a nation. Well, that tree, that Erez tree on Ground Zero, it fell. It literally was destroyed. It fell on a biblical holy day. It fell in New York on a biblical holy day, which was Passover, which also speaks of the judgment of a nation. And one of the signs of judgment in the Bible, God says the moon will turn red. The moon will turn blood red. It's just one of the biblical signs. Well, on the night of the fall of the tree, of the Erez tree at Ground Zero, the moon turns blood red. And so all these signs of judgment happened at Ground Zero since The Harbinger came out. And the thing is, so the thing is that the warning is that, you know, if the sycamore fell, the sycamore is actually a weak tree, that fell on 9/11. But if that's 9/11, then what does the fall of the Erez tree speak of? It speaks of a greater shaking of a nation and a fall of a nation. So that is the warning. Dr. Gina, it never stopped.
I mean to tell you, this is, I don't know, you guys, this is a lot. And I know, so if you have not read the book, this should make you want to go so you can just keep up with what's going on. There's a chapter called the Ninth of, I'm going to say this, I hope I'm saying it right, Tammuz?
Yeah, the night. Yeah, that's pretty good. The ninth of Tammuz, because it's a Hebrew month, you know, and this is from the Bible. And actually, you can, you know, here's the thing. This is under the realm of things that have not stopped where we are now. The ninth of Tammuz. Here's the thing. When the judgment began, you can read it in the book of Jeremiah. And when the enemies came to the nation, you know, I mean, actually they came to Jerusalem and they breached the wall. This is when, you know, greater judgment's coming. They breached the defensive walls of Jerusalem. This is Babylon, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon. They breached the walls, and once they breached the walls, I mean, that's it. These are the protective walls of the nation. And so they breach it. So once that happens, you know, Israel knows that you know, the judgment is coming, the destruction is coming. Well, that day, it happened on the ninth of Tammuz, the ninth day of the month of Tammuz. It's in the Bible. And the thing is that, so that day became a day of mourning and a day of fasting and mourning, because it was the beginning sign. It was saying that when this happens, the protection, the hedge is removed from the nation. Well, the thing is that one of the hedges around, you know, a nation, America, is marriage, and it is you know, the whole thing. Well, America, since the Harbinger, in its turning away from God, it actually struck down, the Supreme Court struck down the biblical definition of marriage as God defines it. We know that. And the thing is, but here's the thing. It happened on June 26, 2015, but on the biblical calendar, it happened on the ninth of Tammuz. It happened on the day that is appointed, that marks the day when the hedge that protected the nation is struck down. And so it literally happened on the exact day. And so the warning is that when the hedge is down, that means that the nation is in great danger of heading for judgment, and it all happened. It was no accident. I mean, nobody plans these things. Nobody planned it, but it all happened. They struck it down on the day that the hedge is struck down in the Bible.
My goodness. Well, I know everybody's now like trying to figure out what's happening to America. Is the shaking that's happening now in America part of the ancient mysteries? And does the Harbinger too, you know, what, why is it happening, and where is it all heading?
Yeah. The thing is that if you read in the original book, in the Harbinger, there's a chapter called Things to Come. And when it writes Things to Come, it speaks about how the shakings, if the nation doesn't turn back, then great shakings are going to come upon the nation. And it talks about literally the different kinds of shakings that are going to come. And one of them is that the nation will be divided. I mean, it'll be a divided nation. We're watching that. It talks about the breakdown of infrastructure, breakdown of the economy, breakdown of the functioning of life. Well, we're watching that. 2020 has been all that. It talks about civil unrest. We're watching that. Talks about the economic deterioration, you know, the collapse. Well, we've watched that. All these things. But the thing is that it actually, one of the things it says, and this is in the Harbinger, this is the original book, and that's fulfilled in now the Harbinger too, that it's that it says that you know, the it talks about the crown, or the nation's crown being removed. Well, the word for crown, in the original word that you get the word crown from, is the word corona, as in the coronavirus, what has come upon our lives, literally. But that's in the original book. But the thing is that's why, you know, one of the mysteries, and I know we're going to get to it in a second because I promised that, one of the mysteries there is why for years, Dr. Gina, I knew, I had a sense, I'm not saying God has to do it, I'm not saying that you can't put God in a box, but if it followed the biblical mystery, that it was going to point to the year 2020 as the year that great shakings would come to America. And I was always watching this because of the mystery in the Harbinger, and that's one of the reasons why I knew that I had to, that this had to be the year that I finally, you know, wrote the Harbinger too, to warn, because it was all leading to this. And there's a specific mystery that leads to this, and I'll literally share that.
Yeah, go ahead and share that. I want to know. We all want to know. Is there, what's the ancient mystery behind a pandemic that changes our lives? What is that?
Yeah, the thing is that there's a chapter in the Harbinger 2, the new book, called the 19-year mystery. And here's the thing. And it literally, and if somebody has the original book, the Harbinger, they can literally see that when it talks about like what's going to come. The question's asked, how long is it between the strike, that warning strike that comes on the land, how long is it from that first strike, that immediate, which in America's case is 9/11, how long is it between that and the time when the great shakings come on the land, or the year that great shakings come on the land? In ancient Israel, the answer is the strike came in 605 BC when Babylon invaded. But then the great shakings come in the year 586 BC. And so when you put that together, it's a 19-year mystery. You know, 19 years is the time given of between, you know, the judgment between the first strike and the year of shakings. Well, 9/11 happened in the year 2001. So when is the 19th year? The 19th year is the year 2020.
Wow.
And so it points to the year 2020 as the year that the shakings come upon the land. And the thing is, now let's go deeper, you know, with this. And there's probably the biggest chapter in the new book is called The Plague in the Harbinger 2. And the thing is that the prophet Jeremiah actually prophesied of what was going to happen in that 19th year and the judgments. And one of the things he says is going to happen in the 19th year. This is with ancient Israel, but now look at America. He says, basically, he speaks of a plague coming on the land, literally a disease or an epidemic or pandemic coming on the land. Well, he literally says it. And so here in 2020, it all happened according to the mystery. And the thing is that, but you know, could there be something behind it? Now I'm gonna. This is gonna get real. if we were deep and heavy before, it's gonna get even more. But this is important that we say it because I know you're a voice of truth and you're a voice of, you know, just telling it as it is. And so here's the thing. Here, you know, could there be a reason? Now I'm not saying, first of all, that when, you know, every time, you know, something happens to anybody and, you know, we know people that get sick, that means that it's specific to them. It has nothing to do with it. The righteous and the unrighteous get affected when a nation is being shaken. But the thing is that, you know, is there a particular sin that provokes the judgment of God in the Bible? Well, one of them, I mean, absolute, is when you sin against children, literally, like you take the lives of children. In ancient Israel, they were literally they were offering up their children, you know, as sacrifices, you know.
Yeah.
And in that, literally, then one of the things that Jeremiah says is going to happen because of that, he speaks of it in the 19th year. He says that a plague is going to come in the land. Well, you know, well, people say, well, listen, you know, we don't sacrifice our children. Well, ancient Israel lifted up thousands of its children. We have lifted up millions. There have been literally millions of unborn children that have been sacrificed in America. Millions, 60 million of them.
Through abortion.
You know, now it's happened all over the world. But the fact is
that
the virus, you know, this plague has happened around the world. This generation, I'm talking, when I say generation, I mean everybody who's alive today, you know, has offered up more children than any other generation in the history of the world. And America has been part of leading in it. America's actually led it, you know, with it. And so the thing is that now what's the center of the, you know, when, you know, in Jeremiah, he says, well, where the blood of the children are, that's where it's going to happen. When this plague came upon America, what became the capital of this, or the center of this plague, I mean, literally became the global center, was New York City. I mean, to this day, there are more, you know, people, you know, were struck by the plague in New York than any all the rest of America combined when this first came. Well, what's the capital of abortion in America? It's New York. It's New York City. You know, and remember what happened, like, just before this plague came, like a year before, New York passed this gruesome law which said you can basically kill children up to the time of birth. Remember that? You know, and they lit up the World Trade Center to celebrate it and all that. Well, 1 year later, now here's the thing. The day that, you know, they announced that the plague had come to America, it was a patient called Patient Zero, and they pinpointed it, and the next day it made headlines all over America. Well, that the plague had come. Well, next to the headline was a date. And the date next to the headline was January 22nd. January 22nd was the exact day. It was 1 year to the day that New York passed the law to actually, you can kill children up to the time of birth. January 22nd is also the day that America legalized abortion in 1973. So it all happened on the same place, the same time. And you know, Dr. Gina, there's a mystery in the Bible called, you know, the Jubilee. And the Jubilee is that, you know, it's a 50-year mystery, you know, that you know, if you lost something, you get it back, and that's a good thing, you know, but that you lost your land, you get it back. But there is a side of judgment to it, because if you took something that didn't belong to you, in the year of Jubilee, it's taken from you. Well, America actually legalized abortion not in 1973. It began before that. That was when it happened in the Supreme Court all across the land, but it first began pretty much in New York in 1970. And that's when New York legalized abortion on demand. Well, if you take, when is the Jubilee of abortion? It's 2020. And what was taken is taken from you, which is life. And the thing is that the day that New York actually legalized abortion, it was two votes. One happened on April 9th and one happened on April 10th, 1970. Well, when the plague came to New York and they did the study of when was the peak of the plague, they found out there were two dates. It was April 9th and April 10th, 50 years to the exact day.
Oh, my goodness. Man, we could just go on. We don't have a lot of time, Jonathan. I wish we could have you on for days. We only have an hour show. But, I mean, yes. We really are enjoying this bit of information. And I know this is striking so many people's curiosity to read this book if they haven't. You need to read them both. I sat down in two settings. Like I said, it took me 6 days to read both books. I was just so caught up. I couldn't stop. I could not put the book down. But I have two questions, and then we got to wrap it up.
Yep,
let me just go ahead and ask all three, because I know you're a storyteller.
Yeah,
and you can go ahead and just tell it all. So there's a scripture that you point to as critical for the present moment. What is that? And then what do recent events have to do with an ancient Hebrew holiday? If you touched on that.
Sure.
But also,
sure, absolutely.
What does the future
I'll do the second
hold?
One first, the first one second. And that is that, you know, when this all came upon America, it was actually in April. And actually in, there was one other time in the history of the Bible that the people of God were told, there's a plague passing in the land, go inside your house until the plague passes. And we all know that was Passover, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you know, in that has never happened again in 3,000 years, but it happened in 2020. In Israel, the nation of Israel was told, go inside your house, and you're going to stay inside your house until morning because the plague is passing through your land. And the day that the government told everybody in Israel to do that, it happened to turn out to be Passover, the very day when they were told to go inside their house by God. And the thing is, so it wasn't just Israel. This happened all around the world, same time. Happened in America in the springtime. We were all told to go inside our house. Well, here's a message right now. In this, what was the sense? Could God be speaking to us? You know, we've watched America, we watched the world kind of turn away from God, turn away from Jesus.
Yeah.
But what is the center of Passover? What's the answer? The answer is the Lamb. The answer to the plague is the Lamb.
Lord.
Well, who is the Lamb? The Lamb is Jesus.
Yes.
And so Jesus is the answer even to this, even to everything. God is, you know, he allows shaking so we come back to God and we come back to Jesus. That is the end. That's number one. Number two is that, you know, there's a scripture, and the harbinger, ultimately, just so everybody knows, it leads to hope. What's the answer and what's the hope and what do we need to do with believers? What do you need to know and what do you need to do for the days to come to stand in what is yet to come, and how do you stand? Well, I'm going to say one thing. One scripture is the scripture for now is in 2 Second Chronicles. Most of us know it, but it's crucial now. It is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their sinful ways, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, I'll heal their land. Well, what people don't know, Dr. Gina, I don't say everybody, but both, if you look at the verse before, it tells you, it gives you the context. What is the verse before that verse, if my people? Well, the verse, it says, if there's a plague that comes on the land, then my people will come before me. And it all, and so it's actually telling you the year. So it has all happened. What it's saying, Dr. Gina, is now is the time. This is the moment. It's up to us. It's not about politics. It's not about government. It's about God's people.
Yes.
Because America, the answer to America ultimately is revival. If we don't have revival, we're gone. But with revival, God can turn it around. And it's all focused on my people. That's you. That's me. That's everybody listening. And it's the word if. So this now is the time, everybody. If we have to come before God as never before, we need to pray, intercede. We need to not only pray for revival, but we have to start living in revival. Because if we start living in revival, then the answer comes now. So even though it's a time where you look and it's, hey, it's dark times, all that, well, you know what? This could be our greatest moment. Because when the dark gets darker, the lights of God are, it's called,
yes,
to get brighter. That's it, man. And so that is why the Harbinger 2 has come out now for God's people.
I love it. So what does the future hold? Is there hope? I believe so. You already said
that
if it's dark, it's going to be light. And what should we be doing? Repenting, right?
Yes, listen. Now is a time as never before to live for God all out, because God is going to hear the prayers of the righteous people, the righteous, those who say yes. God, we take God at His word. So now is a time. Yes, now is a time. Says if my people. Now is a time. If there's anything in your life that's not in God's will, now is the time, not tomorrow. Now is to get it out of your life. If there's something God's calling you to and you haven't done it, to rise up. God's will. Now is the time. Don't say tomorrow. Now is the time. And so this could be, you know, God, the Bible speaks about a great outpouring at the end of the age. Well, we can see this, but this, and a lot of times God allows shaking so that that we can come before Him, and so it's a wake-up call, but the wake-up call focuses on us first, if the church was called to be the light to the world, well, if we had been the light we were supposed to be, it could never be this dark. So God is calling us now to be that light. And it says the eyes of the Lord are searching the entire earth, looking for the one whose heart is His. He's going to lift that one up. You be that one. I'm talking to everybody listening. You be that one whose heart is given completely to God, and God will show Himself mightily for you. So, yes, this could be our greatest hour.
This is it. I mean, you talked about, if you tell us real quick about the return, because I was just in prayer talking about, I know He's coming. I know He's coming. We don't know when, but I could just feel that He's coming. Tell us about the return, and does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, well, ultimately, and actually, we had an event called The Return in Washington, which is about, first, we return, but the thing, in coming to the Lord, but the thing is that, listen, that our hope is not in anything else. Our hope is in Him. Our hope is in the return, and we are watching all the signs. I mean, for instance, what Bible says, that's why, listen, Dr. Gina, I was an atheist originally before I came to the Lord, but I saw the signs that God said were going to happen. Israel coming back in the world, on one hand, that's all happened. Great apostasy, we're watching that in the world, but also the outpouring of God's Spirit. So when you see these things happen, when you see, Jesus wasn't going to come again until His ancient people come back to Israel, Jerusalem, because that's where He's coming. So the thing is that when you see the Jewish people come back to the land and come back, and not only that, Dr. Gene, but when you see the Jewish people also start coming back to Messiah, Jesus, listen, I'm one of them, so you're seeing that too, that someone else is coming back. And that's why the world is so against, the Jewish people coming back to Jerusalem and to Israel, because the enemy knows that when they come back, there is someone else who is also coming back to Jerusalem. So the time is nearing. We are living in those days, and these are the most exciting days. While they're perilous, the most exciting days, but we have the honor of heralding the kingdom and the coming of the king.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for joining us. I love it, but you gotta tell everybody that's listening, I just could just put you in my pocket, Jonathan. I love it. Because I love when God is
Dr. Gina, thank you.
All.
Yeah, you can get they can get the Harbinger anywhere. I mean, Harbinger 2 is everywhere. Like you said, it's online, it's in Amazon, it's everywhere, it's in Walmart, I mean it's everywhere. But don't only get it for yourself, but get it for those in your life who need to know and need to be woken up and need to know the signs of the times. So that's that. And the last thing, if it's okay, if people want to get in touch, the ministry that I lead, we send out free gifts and free prophetic updates. It's called Hope of the World. So they just go to hopeoftheworld.org, and you can get all that, hopeoftheworld.org. But, Dr. Gina, I just want to thank you. You're wonderful, and you're filled with the joy and the zeal of the Lord. It's an honor to speak to you.
Well, I loved having you on here. Tell everybody about your social media. Do you want them to have your social media contact information?
Yeah, you can. You go on just Jonathan Kahn Facebook. You'll get all the latest things of that going on. And Facebook, Jonathan Kahn, the official site. It's updates. It's messages. And if you go to YouTube, Jonathan Kahn YouTube, you'll see all sorts of messages, all this and all those things happening. We usually put it up there first.
I love it, like I said. I love when God speaks to us all. If you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, you are getting this, you are understanding it, and you know that this is an important time. Right, Jonathan? This is important.
Yes. Yes, it is. Listen, don't be afraid, everybody. Don't fear the times, because God put you here for this time. Such a time as this, he put you in your mother's womb. So this is a crucial time, and we have an honor to live at a time where we can stand for the Lord when it counts. And Dr. Gina, that's what you're doing. So and keep up the great work for the King.
Well, you are always welcome, Jonathan, to join me anytime right here. We love you so much. Take care. Have a happy Thanksgiving. You rock.
Thank you, Dr. Gina. You too.
God bless you,
my friend.
All right. That was so amazing. We're not even taking commercial breaks because we don't have any time, but that was awesome. That was a whole buffet full of information. Go and get the books, both of them, Harbinger 1 and 2, Jonathan Kahn. All right, we have to go ahead and get our groove on with Gospel House segment with DJ Dave Spivey, y'all. I'm so excited about this. We love this. And then we'll go ahead and just sum up the whole show, Gina. Thank you so much for that. All right, we're going to go on with Gospel House segment. Yes.
Thank you.
Doors to this brother. DJ underscore Spivey. S-P-I-V-E-Y underscore radio. DJ underscore Spivey underscore radio. Do you hear me? Oh my gosh. I don't hear gospel mixes like that ever. I remember he did a gospel mix for me and I used it for my boot camps. I still have it. I just love it. I just love the talent that he has. Mm-hmm. You guys are just so talented. Okay, Gina, we got some time left. Tell us what you're going to do for Thanksgiving, because I didn't do my ministerial moment and I just want to talk about what is God doing for you on Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Well, the good Lord is going to have me sitting right here. That is how good he is. He has made a place for me and my family to enjoy a mixture of tradition along with some new meals to make. And, you know, we got a Zoom planned. You know, so it's just going to be a very chilled Thanksgiving. And we're actually all okay with it.
Yeah.
Nobody's got to do all this cooking and washing the dishes and fussing around. And so we're just planning for the next holiday, rather it be Easter. So we're just excited for everybody to just chill out.
Same here. We're chilling. Emmanuel, myself, we're just going to chill. We're going to cook. I know he's getting ready for some Black Friday thing that they on a hunt for these Xboxes, girl. That's one of the things on his agenda. So it's going to be just thanking God for the blessings and just appreciating and cooking some good food and watching some movies, girl. That's what we're going to do. Just being thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for what we have. I appreciate my home so much more. You know what I'm saying? Amen. When you're working and you're working all the time and you're out of your place, you don't really realize, you know, you know you got a roof over your head, but to really appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate it that we can enjoy it. We're not in the hospital bed. We're not in the streets. You know what I'm saying? We just able to do that for Thanksgiving. So we just send out prayers from Dr. Gina's radio chat for all of those that may be going through some kind of struggle right now, be it health or, you know, somebody else's health, mm-hmm. or if you have in lack right now. We're just believing God to do a miracle for you, and it's not over until he says it's over. Right, Gina G? Mm-hmm. I mean, God is always right on time. So you might be thinking about what you don't have right now or how you wish it could be right now, but if you just give God into the moment, I'm telling you, he will come through for you. So you're never going to not have, you're never going to be alone, and you're never going to have lack. God is always going to be with you. I want to encourage you to stay strong and just give God until tomorrow. That's all. Don't give up today. There's always tomorrow. And guess what? Mm-hmm. When tomorrow gets here, it'll still be today. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You know, you tomorrow never even comes. It's always going to be today. We always say mm-hmm. we'll wait till tomorrow, but guess what? Tomorrow going to be today.
It's
so,
today. Mm-hmm. Right now, this moment. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I love him for all that he does. All right, you guys, listen, go and follow Gina G on what?
On all social media platforms at Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 Funny on Facebook. It's Gina G TOO Funny.
Yes, she got a lot going on. She's been doing shows. She all on the internet, you guys. You're going to catch all kind of entertainment from Gina G. So go ahead and follow her. And you know where to follow me, you guys. I love you so much for just making us just, we just appreciate you. I appreciate you so much for kicking it with Dr. Gina on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Me, Gina G, and all of the rest of the team. We thank you so much. Until next time, happy Thanksgiving to you. We love
Yay.
You. Stay healthy, stay strong, live in your destiny. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.